We're joined in the media center by Funny Car number one qualifier, Robert Height. Robert, you ran a 3.976 at 326.16 miles per hour. You laid down a really impressive run during Q4. How does that affect your confidence for tomorrow?
Well, it's big. You know, we came in here testing some stuff, and yesterday the two runs that we had the different parts on didn't go well. So you have to throw that out. And then the first run today, we missed it. And, you know, I'm glad NHRA and the fans stuck this out so we could make another run. You don't want to go into race day, you know, not getting down the track. So that was big for us, but I'll be honest, I don't know that that would have stuck. You know, the last four cars were pretty good, and they were probably in a better position to step up than we were.
This is the sixth year that a JFR car has started from number one. Do you think that JFR likes racing here because John won last year as well?
Yeah, and I think I won the year before. So, yeah, we've had a lot of good luck up here. But it's an equalizer. I mean, it's hard to make power, and everybody runs very similar. So you've got to race good. And, you know, I think the weather's going to be good tomorrow. Should be a little cooler. So I'm excited about that. You know, if you're going to be number one, it's good to do it when there's only 15 cars.
You also said you're kicking off the Western swing here and coming in with number one. Is that you're starting to think about the rest of the races or tomorrow only?
You have to kind of throw this one out. Mm-hmm. You know, this one, it's hard. Okay, you only come here once a year. A lot of changes. It's different. And that's why Jimmy came in here testing. He thought, you know, he really thought that what he was gonna run and try would be better up here. And, you know, that doesn't mean it isn't. We just didn't get it in two runs. So kind of have to throw this one out. And really from here on out, Sonoma, Seattle, you got to start getting your act together and really working on a combination for Indy. You want to win Indy, but be ready for the countdown.
Questions, Kevin? Anybody?
Just the testing part, though, since this is such an oddball, is it really an advantage at all to test anything, or is it something that would also work at sea level?
We've already tested it at sea level, and it worked. So, you know, we thought it would do better here. So it's not like that, you know, we came in here just totally green, not ever running it. It didn't work here with what we were doing. I think if we had some different pistons and rods, it might have been better.
Thank you very much.